Healing News, Dear Remus. I'm White House officials and top congressional Democrats in the United States meet again Wednesday for a third day of talks on a new coronavirus aid package, which they hope to have by the end of the week to allow for a vote in the U.S. Congress next week. The two sides have been divided by the size of their proposed aid packages, with Democrats calling for $3.4 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. Among the items under discussion are sending out another round of stimulus payments, helping renters avoid eviction, aiding the U.S. Postal Service, and action to address $600 per week federal unemployment payments that expired last week. The United States remains the hardest hit country in the global coronavirus pandemic, with over 4.7 million people infected and more than 157,000 people dead. Globally, there are more than 18.6 million people infected and over 702,000 have died. One of Brazil's leading indigenous chiefs is one of the dead. Aretana Yawalapiti died Wednesday of respiratory complications caused by COVID-19, this according to his nephew. Aretana, a chief of the Yawalapiti people in the Amazon, was known for fighting to protect indigenous rights and the world's biggest rainforest. He was thought to be around 70 years old. Do you really want to go to that party? That's what World Health Organization officials Wednesday urged young people to think about, saying they should fight the urge to join large gatherings to help prevent new outbreaks of COVID-19. During a virtual question and answer session from WHO headquarters in Geneva, experts said young people must now play a role in fighting the spread of the virus. Countries around the world, even those which have the virus relatively under control, have seen COVID cases surge in hotspots.